It's Thursday, October 30, 2025.
There's been tremendous, unprecedented devastation, infrastructure of property, roads, network, connectivity, energy has been lost.
Hurricane Melissa leaves a path of climate-fueled destruction across the Caribbean. Melissa's impacts will last long after the storm has passed and news cameras leave. Plus,
federal funding intended to help qualified homeowners pay for those heating bills is now on hold.
States send out SOS amid federal government shutdown to keep millions of Americans from freezing this winter.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I predict in a few years, President Trump will win the Climate Hero Award.
Sure he will, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, right after he bags that Nobel Peace Prize. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, Hurricane Melissa is beginning to fade, but the destruction lives on.
Yes, unfortunately. As we go to air, deadly Hurricane Melissa has weakened, but it is still wreaking havoc on islands in the Caribbean. In Jamaica, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, residents are grappling with the storm's destructive aftermath. After pummeling Jamaica as a record-shattering Category 5, Melissa struck eastern Cuba as a powerful Category 3 storm on Wednesday. Officials say Hurricane Melissa has killed at least 34 people across the Caribbean, including at least 25 in Haiti, killed by flash floods that inundated homes. Although it will take several days to know the full extent of the damage, reports so far indicate widespread flooding, landslides, and severe impacts to infrastructure and communications. Even countries outside the direct path of the massive storm are feeling its devastating effects. Preliminary estimates calculate total damage and economic losses from Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica at as much as $52 billion. Florida meteorologist John Morales on CNN focused on the long-lasting effects on the Caribbean communities ravaged by the storm.
Hurricanes don't just take lives, they ruin lives, and they ruin lives in many, many ways. There are peer-reviewed studies that indicate that morbidity and mortality extend not just months, but years, if not a decade and a half, after powerful major hurricanes make landfall. So there's bound to be health, physical health, and mental health issues well beyond this hurricane's landfall.
Hurricane Melissa shattered records as one of the most intense hurricanes ever observed in the Atlantic Basin. The strongest storm to hit Jamaica, tied for the strongest Atlantic hurricane to make landfall by both pressure and wind speed. Melissa's ferocity is fueled by record-hot ocean waters, heating up due to man-made global warming. Climate change also made Melissa's record intensity 700 times more likely, according to an analysis by Climate Central. Studies indicate that climate change has caused hurricanes to produce up to 50% more rainfall in some areas than in the past, boosted by warmer sea surface temperatures and because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. Melissa's rapid intensification used to be a rare occurrence, but not anymore. Scientists say that while climate change is not expected to increase the overall number of hurricanes, warmer oceans are intensifying those that do form. In other news, as the federal government shutdown drags on, it is preventing states from accessing nearly $4 billion in federal funding under the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP for short, a vital program that helps more than 6 million very low-income Americans afford their heating and cooling bills. States are sending out an SOS now. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association has called for electric and gas utilities nationwide to immediately suspend service disconnections for non-payment, at least until federal LIHEAP funds are released and households once again gain access to financial assistance.
Yes, please.
A bit of good news, a D.C. federal judge declined to stop work on a massive offshore wind project off the coasts of New York and New Jersey, saying that the nearby residents challenging the project failed to show that it would harm marine wildlife.
Good.
And finally, Iceland reports the presence of mosquitoes for the first time. This week, Iceland recorded the presence of mosquitoes within its borders for the first time in the Nordic nation's history. The National Science Institute of Iceland says the insects likely arrived via freight shipments and appear to be able to withstand Iceland's cold weather due to the warming climate.
Well, good. Why should we all have to suffer? Let them join the fun as well. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.